Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Spanish Film Festival.
This is Cristiana Palmieri from Fred Film Radio from the Spanish Film Festival in Sydney, and I'm here with Natalia De Molina. Good afternoon, Natalia.
Good afternoon.
And welcome to Sydney.
Thank you.
Natalia, you are one of the leading female characters in Kiki, Love to Love, which is the opening film at this year's Spanish Film Festival. And the film, which is a free adaptation of the Australian film The Little Death, tells five stories with a common denominator. People who can't suppress their impulse, if you want. So tell us about your character and her problem.
I play the role of Natalia. She's a young girl with she's very...
Bueno, dilo en español. No problem, okay. Yes.
Está muy enamorada de su chico.
Well, I played the role of a very young girl, a young lady, who has arpaxophilia, which is feeling aroused by any violent situations. And the problem is that is inherited, like it's a genetic... it's genetically inherent.
Yeah, it runs in her blood.
Yes, exactly. So the big problem that she finds herself at is that she doesn't know how to express that, how to speak up and let her boyfriend know about this.
And then the situation unfolds, and without saying too much about the film, of course, what happened in Natalia life, which is the name of the character as well.
Pues... se dan unas situaciones.
Well, afterwards, what happens is that once the boyfriend knows about her filia, he tries to find ways to make her happy. So he comes up with different plans and situations to recreate violent moments for Natalia, the role, her character as well, to feel that arose.
And this is actually very entertaining for the audience. Natalia, why did you want to make this film? What was the appealing factor in making this film?
Paco León, the director, I love him.
Well, the main reason was getting to work with Paco León, one of the main directors in Spain at the moment. And as soon as Natalia was given the script, she couldn't stop laughing and imagine herself actually playing that role. The main reason was, to have the honor to work with this director.
With Paco León. Mm-hmm. And there is another question that I wanted to ask you, Natalia, in relation to the making of this film. Really put together an amazing cast of great Spanish actors. Mm-hmm. How was working with this amazing group of colleagues?
El problema es este, como son cinco historias.
Well, even though it is certainly a great cast, and Natalia is honored to, having had the chance to share the film with them, because there were different, but like parallel, separate stories. There were only a few who she could interact with, but there will always be this feeling of missing out, about not being able to interact with people like Candela Peña, Luis Callejas, and the same Paco, who is also the actor in the film.
I understand that, because there are five separate stories. Mm-hmm. So probably also in terms of shooting was quite five separate films in the main film. So yes, of course. Natalia, just talking about in general, not in relation to this film, Kiki, what are the criteria you use to accept a role? Why do you say yes or why do you say no?
It's very intuitive for me.
It's a decision made on intuition.
It's like depending on how I feel about the female character. Natalia is always after female characters that are above and beyond the stereotypes, that are different, and that makes her feel like alive to give that big jump and take up the role.
So if I understand correctly, it's a feeling when you read the script that you feel in your guts.
Yeah.
If it's a yes or if it's a no.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's in the stomach.
Yes, very deep down. Well, talking about your career, you are very young, but you started collecting awards, very prestigious awards, in 2015, and you haven't stopped yet. I'm just mentioning the Goya Award for Best New Actress for your performance as Belen in Living Is Easy with Eyes Closed, which is a delightful, beautiful film. The Shooting Star Award at the Berlin Film Festival in 2015, another Goya Award in 2016 for Best Lead Actress in Food and Shelter, which is a very dramatic film, so, and very different role as well. How do you reconcile being so young and already a celebrity, a very popular person, with your personal life as a human being?
Cuando lo pienso desde fuera, es una, me da vértigo.
So when I look at the whole picture in perspective, I feel scared. I feel like a funny feeling inside. And I don't really feel that there, and Natalia doesn't really feel that there is a big difference between the Natalia now and the Natalia of the past, after she's played these big roles in those amazing films.
Is it easy to, you know, to stay the person that you were before? Is it easy to maintain, like, in touch with the reality of the day-to-day life while you become a popular person that everybody want to talk to you, to
recognize.
See you? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it's easy for me because I have the lucky of grow up
yeah?
with the education of my mother. Bueno, ella siempre me ha mantenido con los pies en la tierra y
she's been, Natalia feels that she's been lucky enough to have count on her mom's upbringing. So her upbringing was basically very down to earth, and that has helped her to you know, to never feel, I guess, that egocentrical, and that as soon as she's recognized on the street, it always comes to her mind the education that she received when she was a child, and that has helped her to, you know, to strive with all the popularity and the fame that comes along with you know, playing these roles in movies.
And going back to your professional career, you have worked with many Spanish filmmakers, including David Trueba, Daniel Sanchez Arevalo, Borja Cobeaga, Paco León, and you have played many different roles, like more quirky roles such as in Kiki, more dramatic roles as in Food and Shelter, or more comedy roles as in Living Is Easy with Eyes Closed. So among all these roles you have played so far, which is the one you are more proud of? The one that you really think was the role you really did the best?
Bueno, primero con Borja Cobeaga no he trabajado.
Oh, so we have to correct what the Internet Movie Database
says. esto es una película que se hizo, que son varios cortos, y yo estuve con Daniel Sánchez Arevalo, pero con Borja no coincide.
Oh, because it's part of the same film.
Yeah.
But was like a sequence of short films.
Sí.
Right.
Me siento muy orgullosa y muy conectada con todos los personajes que he hecho en todas las películas en las que he participado. Pero sí es verdad que quizá
I'm very proud of each of the roles that she's done. Obviously, the first one as Belen in Life's Easy with Eyes Closed is really, really dear to her heart, as well as the role she played with Food and Shelter. But also one of her favorite characters is the film that hasn't been released yet from Carlos Bermud. It's about to be released.
And what's the title of this film?
¿Quién te cantará? I don't know the name in English.
Yeah, okay, well, watch that space then. Well, thank you very much, Natalia, for your time. Enjoy your time in Sydney. Enjoy the Spanish Film Festival. And I've been talking to Natalia de Molina here at the Spanish Film Festival in Sydney. And I'm Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.